Welcome to TBF Radio. I'm Terry Brown, and TBF is the Bass Federation, Inc. And with me today is Vice President of Membership Groups, Al Smith from BassFan. Welcome to the program, Al.
Thanks, Terry. I appreciate it.
Well, I guess, you know, you've been at this job now for about a week and a half, and of course had experience as a director of the Federation for BASS a few years ago, but now you've been thrown into the BassFan Army world and working with the TBF.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it, you know. Anybody that's known me for any amount of time knows that my true love is the weekend fisherman, the Federation, the Army guy, those guys that are out there week in and week out, you know, hitting the lakes, and I'm real excited to be back working with that group again.
Well, you know, you've had experience, of course, with Angler's Choice, was the president there, and had got some, you know, grassroots affiliations through the Angler's Choice Tournament Trail, but now you're going to be crossing all kinds of boundaries, over 20 trails now in the BassFan Army, and the membership growing well, but there are a lot of programs that you're working on right now.
Oh, absolutely. It's you ever heard the old statement, drinking from a fire hose? Well, that's what I've been doing for about a week and a half now. The BassFan Army, TBF, as you talked about, you know, over 20 trails now a part of this effort, and I'm just trying to get up to speed on that. You know, the more I look at it and the more I research it, the more I realize the huge potential we have as BassFan and BassFan Army to get out there and offer the members more for them to be a part of. And boy, that to me, that's what trips my trigger, is getting these guys involved in more things.
Well, you know, Al, one of the neat things is you can fish a regular trail. You can fish the, you know, whatever trail it may be, Bass Champs or whatever trail you fish. But then you have your, you know, all your competitions with that. But then afterwards, you get to fish the Weekend Warrior Championship, sponsored by Skeeter, of course, and have a chance to make some more money there on top of it.
I had the privilege of being at the event, the Weekend Warrior and Top Gun event last year, as you had mentioned, as a president of Angler's Choice, and that, you know, that's a great organization. We sent teams there, and all I heard about for months afterwards is, how do we qualify to get back again? How do we get there? It was a great event. You know, everybody there went away with something in their pocket based on the way the payout was, and all they had to do was fish their, like you said, fish their local trail, and become the champions in their trail, and then they got to move forward and go into this. So it's a great opportunity for guys with basically no more investment.
Well, and it's a nice thing, too, is a lot of the trails have become engaged and are working with us to try to help make this even better for them, because I know a couple of trails have even changed their classic date because it conflicted with the Weekend Warrior Championship, so their anglers could come.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we're finding that once we get the first one over and done with last year, now people realize what the Weekend Warrior means and what kind of an opportunity it is for their fishermen. It's a great benefit for any organization to partner with us, because basically the organization is offering an additional benefit, and it doesn't cost the organization anything. They just meet our criteria, we sanction them, and their members are now able to compete to try to go for that brass ring at the Weekend Warrior.
Well, I'm going to shift gears with you a little bit, because the TBF comes into this thing so big, and you know, you look at what Robert Cartledge and FLW Outdoors and some of those folks are doing to raise the bar for the TBF, but you look at them, they're part of the organization as well in the Army, and a lot of good things coming from them as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we signed an agreement with them back in February where all of their members are current Army members for free. And we're partnering with other organizations as well to offer that membership to it. We've got some exciting opportunities out there. We think we're on the horizon for, and I'm going to throw a little teaser out to folks, but we've got some opportunities out there for folks who don't fish trails, but the ones that are fishing our trails, like the TBF, when they came in and supported BassFan, and BassFan, you know, extended that olive branch out to them, it created an immediate win for everyone. And I'm excited about working with Robert and the board of directors over there to try to make sure that we offer a real benefit to their members and vice versa. You know, they're offering a benefit to us and we're offering it to them. So 2006, 2007 is going to be an exciting year.
Well, a sidebar to that is the TBF website is being worked on feverishly by, you know, the crew here and trying to get that thing put into place and make sure that that happens, where a lot of information will be involved. But the Bass Fan Army is going through a recoup too, and, you know, there are going to be a whole bunch of different things happening on that page and just a lot of information dissemination coming down the pike, and you're right in the middle of it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're absolutely right, and we've got some great sponsorship opportunities. You know, one thing we haven't even mentioned yet is between, you know, Mike Swain, myself, you, and everybody else, we've really dug around and found some sponsors that we're working with right now, and I've got some high expectations of some new sponsors coming to the table and helping make the Skeeter Championship even better.
Well, you know, Alan, a sidebar to this is the Top Gun Championship, where the Texas Stampede is integral in that. And so you've got the Weekend Warrior, the Top Gun Championship all happening in a week in September. And it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of work. No question about that. You and I get to work a lot. But, you know, the beauty is we're hitting both grassroots and the pro trails and really trying to bring this sport together with this effort.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's so much division out there between, whether it's pro trails, whether it's, you know, amateur trails. You know, the one thing that I've always respected about Bass Fan and all the effort that they've put into it was trying to bring the sport itself together. And the Top Gun and Weekend Warrior do exactly that. I mean, you had guys from Media Bass and Angler's Choice and ABA all competing against each other. The camaraderie, if you watch these guys all week long, a lot of them stayed for the Top Gun afterwards and made a whole week's vacation out of it. So just the ability for us to bring all of those entities together into one playing field in a week in September is about the most exciting thing I've been involved in.
Well, Al, you know, as you look at this membership and a lot of the things, you know, that you're going to have happen, of course, we're going to have a contingency program, of course, is getting bigger and better every day, and we're going to be able to give guys that win events in their local trails maybe a little bit of product and maybe in the way of, you know, getting some neat stuff. Also, Strike King has stepped up to the plate at the Weekend Warrior this year. Besides, you know, the regular monies that will be involved, they've also given an additional $1,000 to the winner if they're using Strike King products. So a lot of contingency programs as well coming out of this.
Oh, absolutely, and we're always looking for more. You know, that's one of the things that what we're trying to offer is, especially with the Weekend Warriors, an opportunity for companies to get involved that couldn't necessarily afford the upper-end sponsorships with some of the bigger organizations. And that's really becoming very appealing to a lot of companies. Like you talked about, we've got the current contingencies, and now we've got new ones coming on board. And as we put that out there, it really generates that interest, because now these companies that, you know, they don't have a $1 million budget for expenditures and advertising, but yet we can offer them an opportunity to come into the Army and really become a part of something major and national at a price tag that they can afford. So we got some great things coming in the next few months.
Well, you know, the term grassroots sometimes is overused, but in reality it's guys that like to fish and like to compete. And it doesn't really matter if you're, you know, in a trail. I know you're working on some things there, but it also means that guys can go out, you know, put their effort into a tournament of some sort, and, you know, with the proper rules enforced, they can come out and maybe win a little bit of extra loot on top of it. So it besides the money, there's a lot of extra prizes and product that are involved as well.
Oh, absolutely, and really, it's a no lose proposition. I mean, it's a win-win for everybody, because we're not requiring people fish anything different. You know, they've been fishing their local trail, you know, whatever trail that happens to be, and we're sanctioning new ones every day. So, you know, folks need to check that list, and if there's a trail that's not on there that they think should qualify, they need to get a hold of me and call the office and say, hey, you know, this is a great trail, and would you consider sanctioning it? Because we're always open to bringing in new partners.
Well, I guess I got to ask you, old friends, are you running into any of those?
Oh, geez, tons. And after we made the announcement, the phone was ringing constantly for 2 days, and the emails came in from folks congratulating me from all over the country, a lot of my old Federation friends and presidents and folks that I've made. It's been great, kind of like old home week.
Well, no doubt about it. Lots of neat things coming along, and here at TBF Radio, we're going to try to keep tabs on everything that's going on with the Bass Fan Army and all your efforts. And thanks for being with us here on TBF Radio.
Thanks, Terry. I appreciate it.